This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Self Help Show. My name is Gina. I am your host, and this is a self-help platform where you learn everything self-love, self-care, self-healing, self-improvement, self-empowerment, self-motivation. Today, we have Betsy, who is a somatic expert, and I'm going to quickly hand over to her so she can introduce herself. Over to you, Betty.
Thanks, Gina. I'm so happy to be here. I call myself a freedom guide. I'm a somatic experiencing practitioner. I have training as a life coach, and I have over 3 decades working with animals professionally. And I bring all of those things together and work with the nervous system or your nervous system and your body to help you come together and understand yourself and work within your own capacity and increase your capacity and resolve some of your past trauma, because I'm pretty sure we all have some.
We do.
And I know, right, Gina? And to really make contact with your animal body. I know animals. I know I am one. And so are you.
I know. Gina Margaret Haka. Okay, I love that introduction. So tell us a bit more about what it means, because I'm going to introduce the topic as, you know, resilience through the nervous system lens. I think it's very important for us to understand how our body work, because it's not just this blood and bone. We have the nervous system, we have the layers and layers and layers. So I feel like this topic is very relevant, and please take us through it all. I want to know everything.
Oh, Gina, how long do you have? Okay, so I can start by saying that when we are conceived, right, we have the potential for a full nervous system capacity. For those of you just listening, I have my hands really far apart right now. And let's say your mom was a little bit stressed while she was pregnant. Go figure, right? My hands come a little closer together. And then maybe you were born via C-section instead of natural birth, and my hands come a little closer together. And then let's say you didn't have the perfect childhood and you've been in a car accident and you lived through COVID and you didn't sleep very well last night. Each of those times, I'm pulling my hands closer together, and right now I've got maybe 2 inches between my hands. I'm being dramatic, but at the same time, most of us have a lot of shit that's happened to us.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
And so this is how much capacity we're working with, nervous system capacity. And when I talk about that, what I'm talking about is the ability to activate and settle. So the top hand is like how far you can activate without becoming overwhelmed, nervous system overwhelmed, and settling is down to the bottom hand, which has also changed position from where there's potential, right? And so you can only settle so much before becoming activated again or before freezing. Or so all of us, you know, we know the terms fight, flight, and freeze. Those are just in the lexicon, right? So we know that we're supposed to be able to fight and flight. We're supposed to be able to freeze. These are all really natural mechanisms of the nervous system. A regulated nervous system is going up and down, activating and settling within those two hands,
okay,
within those two lines between overwhelm and freeze, so to speak. This is very rough speaking.
Okay.
And so if you're within your capacity, there's resilience. Everything is okay. And it's not necessarily comfortable. I like to call it the zone of confidence because you can still make confident decisions. Your brain is still on board and acting correctly, right? Mm-hmm. Once you're in overwhelm, once you're too activated, once you're in a full survival response, once you're in freeze, the resources literally go away from your brain and your gut, right?
True.
Because our bodies need to be able to fight or flee or just faint dead away, right?
Yeah.
And so our resources go away from our brains. And think about what that means on a daily basis if you live in overwhelm.
Oh, my God.
Which so many of us do, right?
Yeah,
I spent a whole ton of my life living in freeze. And I mean, okay, so one, a lot of us can't remember periods of time like that because, like, our brain just isn't working properly.
True.
And then two, we just are literally incapable of making the best decisions because we don't have resources to the brain. So the goal is to live within your zone of confidence with the awareness that you can go into overwhelm or freeze because they are good mechanisms. They do help us survive.
Right. Right.
But that's not where we should live.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a bummer because culture tells us we should. Culture tells us we should just push right on through.
Yeah. So with your explanation, so many questions were popping up. Like, I don't,
of course.
I don't even know which one to start asking. But I want to know, okay, first off, for those who do not understand this whole thing, because like we went to school, we were taught biology, we were taught science. We just know, you know, you have your arms, your legs, and your chest, and that's it. Leg, body. Most people don't even know about this whole dynamics of the nervous system. So how can you kind of give that definition first to bring awareness to this particular individual listening who doesn't know what it is?
Yeah. Okay. So when I talk about this, I usually don't go into deep science, but I can say that what we're talking about the nervous system is the autonomic nervous system, which is, if you think back to high school biology, remember like the dendrites and axon, remember I said I don't get into the very deep science. We're talking about those, like the cells that look like stars or starfish and then have really long like legs off of them, and then they touch other cells that look like that. The nervous system is comprised of a bunch of that kind of cell. And then there's electrical impulses that go along those long legs and they reach other other long legs.
No, it's communication
Thank you. Yes, it's communication throughout the body. The nervous system is how the body communicates. There's also chemical signals, and there's also like a bunch of other stuff. But
hormones and feelings.
Yes.
That nervous system.
All of those. That is kind of auxiliary to the nervous system. Like there's just a ton of bodily processes. Let's see. The nervous system is when your brain tells your foot in very detailed like signals to pick up and go up the stairs. It's like a step at a time, but your nervous system, your brain is telling your foot what to do and your hip and your leg what to do.
Okay, so let me put it in other terms.
Please, yes, let's make sure we know this.
Your brain is the CEO, and then your nervous system is the HR. And then the work that you do is the hormones and the feelings. And then you acting out is the employee. Or whatever part of the body taking the action is the employee.
Yeah. That's actually not a bad metaphor. What I'll also add is that there's like a CEO, a CFO, and a COO.
Oh, okay.
And in our culture, we tend to think of the brain as the be all and end all of us. But in actuality, our nervous system also has a big clump in our heart area and a big clump in our gut area. And so we basically have three brains. And we pretend like we've only got one. So there's information going all over our body all the time.
Right. And I was going to say in Hinduism, right, that's what they call the chakras. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if there's, you know, I mean, we've got the brain. So that would be the, that's the third eye chakra, and then the heart chakra. And
yeah, is the
more like the
third eye, throat, heart, sacral, and yeah. Nice.
So there's a lot of corollaries, right? And I am not as well versed as I'd love to be in all of the world cultures and understandings. So there's probably inaccuracies there, but yes, absolutely, 100%. And that autonomic nervous system is split into two nervous systems. We've heard of the sympathetic nervous system,
and the
which is fight and flight, right? And that's the activation of the sympathetic nervous system. It's even used to breathe in, right? Our sympathetic nervous system activates to draw our diaphragm down, right? Because the diaphragm is a muscle, to draw it down, and our lungs work on a vacuum. So when the diaphragm is drawn down, air is sucked into your lungs. And then the parasympathetic nervous system, you were jumping on it, is rest and digest.
That's my favorite.
Yes, I know, right? When the parasympathetic nervous system activates, or I usually call it settle, so it's activating and settling so that it's a little bit easier to understand. Our diaphragm relaxes and air whooshes out of our lungs and mouth or nose, or you know, like a hole, right? The parasympathetic nervous system also has the freeze response. But we, for ease of talking about it, we kind of clump stuff. So the nervous system is the autonomic nervous system, which comprises the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system. It's what makes us go.
Okay.
There.
Interesting.
That was one question.
Okay.
So if I can circle back for one second, remember I just said that even just breathing is activation and settling activation and settling and activation and settling. So a lot of us think that what we want is calm and cool all the time, right? Like a almost a straight line all the time, that we aspire to this. That is biologically impossible. If we're breathing, we're going up and down and up and down and up and down. And then when we have to get up to get a drink or something like that, it goes up even more because we have to get our muscles going. And then we get the drink and we come back and sit down and drink and feel good and digest the drink, right? And that it goes down again. So everything that happens to us is activating or settling or activating or settling. So there's no such thing as flatlining unless you're dead.
Right. I love that. Okay, cool. Then my next question is, tell us a bit more of what somatic means.
Somatic is referring to the body. Mm-hmm. And that comprises just a ton of different things. There's, I'm trained in somatic experiencing, which is a trauma resolution modality that is specifically working with the body. The thoughts and meaning and stories and intellectual understandings are just one piece of how we work with our past. You know, you go to talk therapy and it's all about your brain. Sometimes you bring in feelings a little bit, right? Somatic experiencing uses lots of different things, your body and your surrounding and your memories and your the meaning and your emotions and your how your body moves in the moment and how it moved back then. And also, you know, like all kinds of different things. We just look at a whole bunch of different things in somatic experiencing.
Interesting. Cool.
Yeah.
So how does one have resilience or maintain resilience through the nervous system lens, which is our topic? How does one that?
Okay. So, it's thoroughly possible to do by yourself, but it's fairly complicated. This is why I have a job, is because we are taught to just, like I said, burst past our boundaries, our thresholds, our nervous system thresholds. And so what we do kind of first and foremost is figure out where that edge is of activation, right? Where you are activated, you're stressed, you're upset, you're emotional, whatever it is, right? But you're still in that zone of confidence, right? And then we find the edge into overwhelm or freeze, right? And so that edge, that line, right, that you can sometimes figure out yourself, but sometimes it needs a little extra. What I can say is that I know I'm at the edge or over the edge when I feel like my eyes are really round and I've got tension around my eyes. And I'm like moving fast and like being like, I'm going to have to wait to pee. I just got to do these few things. Or I'll sit down as soon as I can't sit down now. I got to, you know, like there's this, there's a narrative in my brain. There's a feeling in my eyes. And I'm putting stuff off. I can tell I'm in overwhelm when I'm there.
Oh, right.
Right. And then I also, like I mentioned earlier, I freeze a lot. And so I can tell I'm frozen when I, sometimes it's when I can't talk or when I talk incredibly slowly or when I'm really slumped or when I'm depressed or when I'm, when I can't think very well, sometimes brain fog can be linked to freeze, right? And so
I had an experience. I think 12, 11. We went to a church camp, but it was at a national reserve, like a national game reserve with like animals, lions, and all of these things. So we had a beautiful afternoon. Actually, that day was one of the best days. However, the ending, because we were taking a walk from where we had a sitting and we had lunch and picnic. It was so good, so beautiful. As we were walking along the riverbank. So as we were walking, a hippo out of nowhere just came out of the water. And then at the same time, I don't know if it was roaring or if it was yawning, or it made this crazy sound. Everybody ran. I could not move. I was frozen.
Yeah.
I was frozen. They had to come back and fetch me.
Yeah.
It was so bad. And till today, I was just like, what happened to me? Like,
your body, your nervous system just couldn't. Shut down.
Yeah.
It's there for a really good reason, Gina. That freeze response is there for a really good reason. Sometimes it buys us time. Okay. Sometimes it makes us numb so that we don't feel whatever happens to us. Sometimes, you know, like there's all kinds of reasons for the freeze response to be there. And there's no shame in it.
Okay.
Because, like, you didn't do it on purpose.
Exactly.
You didn't do it on purpose.
No, but the thing is, everybody came back to me and they were like, why didn't you run? Why? I was like, yeah. I couldn't.
You couldn't. Yeah.
I couldn't move. I was frozen for good 3 to 4 minutes. Like stuck.
Yeah. And it is a good survival mechanism.
Okay.
And you lived through it. Notice?
Yeah, I did. Nothing mm-hmm. happened to me. The hippo was probably yawning and then it went back to its life and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell of an experience, huh?
Yeah, no, it was intense. I remember everything. It's so vivid.
Yeah. Yeah. And when they came back to you, Gina, what happened when they came back to you and they like touched you? And
I think in that moment, just trying to go back, I did cry afterwards. Like, yeah, I was just crying because I didn't understand what had happened to me.
Yeah.
Everybody else ran. I was stuck there. Like, we were kids, so our guides had to come back with, like, the other person to, like, oh, there's one that couldn't move. We have to go fetch her. Mm-hmm. So they came, they got me, and then as we were walking back to where everybody was, I was crying. Others were just like, oh my gosh, what was that? We don't even know what it was. And then I was literally in tears, but then I got over it. Like, I stopped crying, but then I was still just trying to understand, like, why didn't I move? Like, why couldn't I was literally, like, frozen. I could not move.
You were frozen. Biological process. And I would suggest that the tears was all that survival energy coming out. Right? Because just because you froze doesn't mean that the survival energy wasn't there.
Okay.
It was that the brakes went all the way on top of the gas. But the brake was stronger than the gas at that moment. And so your crying was allowing the gas pedal to like come off. It was just like allowing your system to settle after that.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
And then it was your mind, right? Like an animal would be like, okay, it's over. Your mind is like, why didn't I do it the way that everybody else did? Right. And that's why we don't always work with meaning. Or we leave meaning kind of till last, because your body did exactly what it did in that moment, which was correct because you lived through it.
Yeah. So you are trying to say that it was okay for me to freeze in that moment. Mm-hmm. For me. I mean, for others, they were able to flee. Right?
We all have different backgrounds. Remember all those events that I talked about at the beginning that can change your capacity. Well, those also shape how your nervous system automatically works.
Okay. So in a way, how you're raised kind of molds the type of nervous system you have.
Yeah. How you're raised, every single event that's ever happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
so
we're pieces of clay.
True. So our nervous systems are never the same. Like, we can never have identical nervous systems.
No. No.
Oh, wow.
And when anybody says that there's some ideal of how a nervous system should work, they're also fully aware that nobody's is ever going to work the same. It's one of the reasons that I love working with people so much, is because every single nervous system I work with is different, including from session to session. Because whatever stress somebody is under, whatever, you know, like there might be themes, right? Somebody reacts the same-ish way each time, but maybe they started the session in a good mood, or maybe they started the session in a bad mood, or that, you know, whatever it is. So it's endlessly fascinating to me.
Yeah, it's never the same. Oh my gosh, I love that. Okay, it's crazy. Time just flew by. We have literally 2 minutes. I want us to just share with us some key takeaways. Like, for example, resilience in the nervous system lens. How can one kind of have the awareness to know how the body reacts and how it moves, the body language, because all of that is related to how your nervous system functions. So what are the key takeaways that you can share with us?
Towards resilience, what I would say is to get really curious about how your body acts and reacts to everything. And again, how your body acts and reacts, not your thoughts, because often your body happens and then the thoughts happen. Yeah. And then try to stay, and it's a long process. It takes a lot of practice. So try to stay like under overwhelm and above freeze, which for some of us is very difficult, because our go-to place is that, either one of those or both of them. Once you stay there, you start to be able to increase your capacity, and that increases your resilience by being able to kind of push in your nervous system and honor it. And then also a huge takeaway is, hey, your body's doing a great job. You're still here.
Right, right. Okay. Quick question. What is that zone? What is that zone? Tell us more about it.
What is that zone? It's the space in which you can activate and settle, from all the way from rest and digest all the way up to just below, like a full survival reflex.
Okay.
Really running or really fighting. So the zone is, you can have some of us can have a stressful conversation with their boss without feeling like they actually need to run out of the room. Some of us can do that. And some of us can sit quietly on the couch and look out the window and enjoy life.
Right.
Others of us can sit quietly on the couch as long as there's the radio playing, the television on, and we're fidgeting with our phone.
Everything is okay.
Yes. Everything is okay. You just work with what you have. You don't keep reaching and pretending like you have something else. You work with who you are right now.
So the bottomless is, be your authentic self.
Be authentic. Figure out authentic self and then be it.
Be it, yes.
And the more you anchor in your authentic self, the more authentic it gets.
Right. Love that. Love that.
And that's where the freedom comes in. I'm a freedom guide. And you become more and more free feeling as you are less stressed. You're less overwhelmed. You're less frozen, right?
Okay, awesome. Give us one more takeaway. And this can be financially free, because you did mention your freedom guide. So I believe it covers that. When it comes to the nervous system, is there any connection? Everything is all connected, right? So what's your take?
Well, financially. Well, if you live within your means, it's kind of like living within your zone of confidence, right?
Yeah.
You're not going outside of it in any way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tend to go towards the financial ends, but I live in a way that is completely authentic to my nervous system and to me and to my every capacity, whether it's financial capacity or energy capacity or nervous system capacity or
capacity
distance. capacity, everything.
Yes. Okay, awesome. I love that, Betsy. Thank you so much for joining. So where can
people find
you if they want to follow you, if they want to, you know, learn more, read more, where can they get you?
Yes, my website is BetsyKudlinski.com. Okay. I am Betsy Kudlinski on Facebook and Blue Sky. On YouTube, it's Renaturing with Betsy Kudlinski.
Okay, nice.
And I have an email list that you can get to from my website. I put out a weekly email that's just a nugget of some information that's happened during the week. Not information, but like relatable stuff that's happened during the week.
All right. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much. I really, really enjoyed this information you shared with us. I think it's really good and it's important. And I hope you listeners, if you have any questions, please leave in the comment section. Or maybe if you want Betsy to come back, we can have her coming back again and we talk about another level of this nervous system.
That was a wonderful conversation.
I loved it too. It was so cool. Like really, really interesting. So thank you for your time.
Sure. Okay. No problem.
So you should enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
It's a day too. Where you are because it's night here.
Yeah, it is just about noon.
Ah, wow. I wish I could go back to the afternoon for today. But it's already night and another day is coming.
Yeah, well, you're just ahead of me.